toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So there's a lot still to get to. Your calls, if you make them, are the primary element of the program. Coming up here, there's a story out of Australia that to me is pretty outrageous. I mean, it is. There have been so many stories over time about various different child pornography laws out there that have resulted in teenagers being arrested for taking pictures of themselves, which I actually have two stories like that tonight to talk about. If we want to get to those, we can do that too. But teenagers being arrested for taking nude photos of one another and being charged with child porn. There's that. There's also people that have been arrested and convicted for having cartoon pornography. There was the one guy that had pictures, depictions of the Simpsons engaging in sexual activity with one another, and because it was Bart and Lisa and not Homer and Marge, it was child pornography. there's manga, this Japanese anime kind of comic book style artwork that has been confiscated and called child pornography. Porn. There are parents who have taken photographs of their children in the bathtub that have brought them to be developed, because for some reason people still use film, but they brought them to be developed, and they've been reported to the police, and they've been charged with child pornography. Of course, none of these things in my book meets the definition of child pornography because, well, we're not necessarily talking about children, nor are we talking about them doing anything pornographic. Because to me, nudity isn't porn.
Right. You know, you can take your child to a nudist camp, and some of these people that support this crap would have you thrown into prison for years and years and years for doing that. But you can take your child to a nudist camp, and it's not child abuse.
No, you're right. And there they can see all kinds of naked people, including other children. So there's just story after story of the absurdity of how these laws are being enforced. I think laws that originally were probably crafted with the best of intentions, the idea
Aren't they all? Right.
The idea that children should not be forced into sexual situations and recorded, especially doing it, and have that distributed all around the internet.
Right. And now the fervor around child abuse, child abduction, child porn is so great, at least. Here in this country, I don't know what it's like around the world, but I would imagine it's similar, that the opinion is it doesn't really matter how many rights are trampled on. It doesn't matter how many people, innocent people that we incarcerate, as long as we catch up in the net some people who would abuse children.
So it's
ludicrous. It's outrageous.
It's gone even further now, and it's... I'm just stunned by this. I'm stunned, but I feel like I shouldn't be. I feel like I should just see this story and say, yeah, well, it makes sense that they would do that. Because it makes sense in a crazy, illogical, authoritarian ruling over others.
Nightmare world, dystopian universe.
Let me just get to the story here. From somebodythinkofthechildren.com and theregister.co.uk, I went and I looked around to make sure this was really true.
I've got it from sodahead.com here, too, and it was ripped from the pages of freetalklive.com.
That's right. It's on the I think it's the second from the top story on our website right now. The Australian Sex Party said Wednesday that the Australian Classification Board, the ACB, is now banning depictions of small-breasted women in adult publications and films. It comes just a week after it found that material with depictions of females ejaculating during orgasm are also now, as they call it, refused classification, and Australian Customs is directed to confiscate it. So apparently they have a lengthy list of things that are not supposed to come into Australia.
Does that mean you can produce it in Australia?
I'm not positive on
that.
Okay. Well, I imagine you could.
They're banning the importation.
I don't imagine that you could. ASP's, the Australian Sex Party's Fiona Patton...
They have a sex party?
...writes on her party's website that they're starting to see depictions of women in their late 20s being banned because they have an A cup breast size. She says that this is in response to a campaign led by Kids Free to Be Kids and promoted by mainstream companies such as Larry Flint's Hustler produce some of the publications that had been banned. The companies are regulated by the FBI to ensure that only adult performers are featured in their publications. So you're talking about publications like Barely Legal, which is a Larry Flint Hustler publication that is what it sounds like, you know, young ladies who are of legal age who perhaps maybe look young, right? I mean, that's the purpose of the Barely Legal publication. And according to the Australian Classification Board, according to the ACB, that publications like that will not be allowed. And there's a follow-up.
Yeah, what's the point in having an age limit an age limit that women can pose naked if they can't pose naked at that age? And how insulting is this to women who don't have, you know, B cup, C cups, breasts? I mean, it's like they're calling them children. How much more insulting is it for those women's husbands? You're calling those guys pedophiles.
The National Classification Code dictates that anything that describes or depicts a person who is or appears to be a child under 18 in a way that is likely to cause offense to a reasonable adult is refused classification. State crime acts are also similar.
As if anybody who works for the government's reasonable.
Victoria's criminal code includes the or appears to be clause in its definition of child pornography, and it doesn't need to cause offense to a reasonable adult for it to be illegal. Even if you are 18 years old but you look younger, taking a photograph of your breasts and uploading it to the internet could land you or someone you know in serious trouble. Keep in mind, it's highly unlikely that a naked photograph of a 30, 40, or 50-year-old woman with small breasts would appear to be child pornography on the basis of her breast size alone. Small breasts do not automatically mean that something will be banned or is illegal. However, if you're 18, 20, 23, you know, in the younger range of the 20s...
But, well, the ones that sell the most porn, I you must say.
Playboy magazine, they don't do the small breast thing necessarily, but they hire girls that are 18, 19, 20, 21.
Those are the ones that people want to see naked.
If you've got small breasts and you're in that age range, it doesn't matter if you've got all of the required documentation. As they point out, there's American federal law requires the purveyors of adult content, of pornography in America, to have records. So that if barely legal this month's issue, there's somebody at Hustler Publications that can be contacted, that can be asked, okay, this girl on page whatever, who is she? How old is she? I mean, they're probably not going to give anybody but government agencies the real names of these girls. But nonetheless, that information is on file. They've got a scan of their driver's license. They've taken the time to ensure that they are the correct age, because they'll be liable. They'll be charged with child porn. If they don't do that.
When it comes to child pornography laws, the fact is you're guilty until proven innocent. You've got to prove that girl in that picture is over 18. Because they'll just say, well, she looks under 18. That's good enough for us. That's child porn.
So these companies, they cross all their T's. They dot all their I's. They've made sure these girls are the appropriate age according to whatever the arbitrary laws have been passed about child pornography. Now, of course, that doesn't matter. Basically, what this case is saying out of Australia is none of that matters. That if you look like you might be younger than 18... then it's banned from Australia. And the suggestion there is, of course, we're in the area of thought crimes again. You know, this is the second time this week that the topic of thought crimes has come up based on some new laws that are coming out. Essentially, the suggestion is that, well, guys that look at this are thinking about children as though an 18-year-old girl resembles a child in any way, shape, or form.
Or a 17-year-old girl is a child.
Right. So the idea is that, well, if they're looking at young women with small breasts, then they must be pedophiles. And that's a real big leap. A real big leap to make. And very
offensive one.
It's very disturbing that this is happening. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you agree with this? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Julia, sitting in for the remainder of the program for the first time in 2010. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I've been busy.
You are a busy lady. 800-259-9231. You caught some of the last segment as you were coming in here and kind of getting settled into the studio. The story is from several websites. Somebody think of thechildren.com. It's one of the sites that that broke the news, the register.co.uk, basically announcing that the Australian Classification Board, which is apparently some governmental bureaucracy that, I guess, looks at all the porn that comes into the country.
What
can
a
you
job,
imagine
huh?
that job? They're not
perverted weirdos.
They look at all the porn that comes into the country and then, based on certain criteria, decide whether or not it will be allowed to be imported. And basically what they're saying is that if you have small breasts and you're a young lady, in that you're, you know, 18 to 25 or something like that, to where the censors believe that you could be representing yourself as younger than 18, or that you could be mistaken, for instance, as younger than 18, that your film or your magazine, your adult content, will be prohibited. And I just think it's just amazing to me that this is going on. It's quite clearly, you know, this is a concept here is thought crime. The idea is that, well, because some guys out there will look at a girl who's 18 with small breasts and think of her as though she's 13 or something like that, that therefore these products should be banned completely because someone out there might think untoward thoughts, you know, unsocietally acceptable thoughts about that particular pornography. And it's very disturbing.
It is very disturbing.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Stephanie in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey,
I want a job where I can look at porn all day.
Right?
yeah. You guys were talking about this porn ban, and immediately it made me think of this is going to create some kind of a black market, and it's not going to be good for the women in Australia.
Or the kids,
yeah. And I think we can kind of see examples of things like this in Japan, where there's been a real chilling effect on the not just porn, but other forms of art due to certain laws that were passed there. And they have certain laws about obscenity, and I guess you can't show certain body parts on TV and or in any form of pornography. And they have got these things like groping on the subways. Have you guys heard about this?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, I think you've read articles about it before on the air where, you know, these young women get on the subway and then there are all these people around them and there are men groping them or maybe women, I don't know. But
right, some
men.
Some of the train companies have actually created women's only cars simply because the groping problem is so widespread in Japan.
Yeah, that's right. And they also have things like these hidden cameras that I guess they put them in, you know, bathrooms or other places, and they try to get views up women's skirts and things like that. And I don't always think that those are, you know, staged and, like, with the woman's consent. I think sometimes those are just hidden and
they're
exploiting them. Yeah. And then there's, you know, there has been, I don't know how much detail, I don't want to get into detail on the air, but, you know, there are certain styles of pornography that have arisen in Japan as a direct result of these laws saying that you cannot show, for instance, a penis in pornography. And they just find these bizarre ways to get around it, and it has all these perverse consequences. And so I'm kind of wondering, what are the people in Australia who want to look at women who maybe look like they're 18 or something like that in porn, what are they going to do? Are they going to try to find that in other ways and maybe
yes they are that's
damn
really
right
the
essential ways
absolutely
yeah.
They're going to find it.
That's a good question. What bizarre manner will this prohibition manifest itself in the behavior of the people who are seeking this particular product?
Well, there's definitely a market for it too, because just like there are men who like women with really, really big breasts, there are men who like women with A-cup breasts, and there are men who just like to watch porn with women with A-cup breasts, and it doesn't necessarily have to do, I don't think it has anything, with the exception of a small amount of weirdos out there, it doesn't have anything to do with them looking like children, because a 20-year-old woman with A-cup breasts does not look like a child.
I agree completely.
Right, it's just a body type. I mean, some people think that's beautiful, and that's fine with me.
Well, she does if she shaves down there.
What?
This is the equivalent of outlawing, you know, shaved.
Maybe that's next, Mark. Maybe what you've stumbled on.
It absolutely is next.
Right, like that. Now that they've banned women with small breasts who are of a younger age set, maybe they will now ban all, at least if you're in your 20s or 18 or 19, you will not be allowed to have, you know, shaved down there if you're in pornography. Because, well, you know, some perverts might think that that means that you're trying to, you know, represent yourself as being younger than 18.
And I would like to know what pervert out there that likes looking at children is like, hey, I can't look at children, so I should look at 18-year-old girls with small breasts instead. No. Anyone sick enough to do that? I mean, there are ways to find real child porn out there.
Or, as we had a real, true, honest pedophile on this show for over an hour one time a few years ago, and he pointed out something that seemed so obvious after the fact, but something I never really thought of before he pointed it out, and that is that, go ahead, ban all of the you know, the teenagers taking pictures of one another, ban the girls that are 18 with small breasts, ban all that stuff. A real pedophile is going to go open the Sears catalog and look at the underwear section. They don't care if the kids are naked or not, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. All it does is create a chilling effect, and it's so arbitrary. Whatever some bureaucrat feels is too young, whatever that may be, all of the producers will adjust their standards to that so that they don't get banned and they can legally sell their product. And that type of body type is just not going to be out there, and people are still going to be demanding it.
Oh, it'll be out there in the reams and reams of websites that are purveying amateur porn, wherein, you know, these sites are tremendously popular.
And impossible for the Australian government to regulate.
Well, no, not impossible, because remember, Mark, they've got their Australian filters now. The internet service providers, I think they're just kicking that off.
Then this was the natural next step.
Stephanie, any other thoughts on this tonight?
Yeah, do you guys remember, I think you may have talked about this, but there was actually a producer in America, Max Hardcore or something like that, they went after him for some kind of an obscenity charge. And I believe you were talking about it from the standpoint of, well, he's making these pretty gross films, but all of the women in his films stood up and testified and said that, you know, they weren't coerced, they were doing this of their own accord, and everybody was fine with it. And he still got convicted. And I think that that did have a major chilling effect on the adult industry. And I'm sure people who still want to find that kind of stuff can find it. Like you just said, they'll look on the internet.
Absolutely. They'll look on the internet. And in the case of Max Hardcore, which is a very disturbing product, like you said, the women in his films consented to it. But if you ban Max Hardcore and you take it out of the legitimate market, then the sicko sex films that are made to replace him may not involve women who consented. That's what happens when you, you know, bring the black market into play. Thank you for the call, Stephanie. Appreciate the thoughts. At 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Why is drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies? If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com.
The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people, and whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year. There are no refunds. Oh, and it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
800-259-9231. There's what I consider a pretty outrageous story here out of Australia. And there's another version of it. And there's actually more to the story about what this Australian censor board, or whatever they call themselves, the Australian classification board. Because, you know, classification just sounds a little more politically correct than censorship.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what this is. They're deciding, apparently, what can and can't be brought in as far as adult content to Australia. Indeed, it also apparently is relating to the internet filter they are now foisting upon everybody in the in Australia. Now, remember when we talked about the internet filtering scheme that they had planned over there?
Yes.
My recollection was that the proposal was that they would only be outlawing, you know, child porn and stuff like that, that they wouldn't be banning all adult content sites from the internet.
It's amazing that people are still gullible enough to go for this whole, you know, that the government will stay inside the bounds that it sets for itself when it sets a promise. But it doesn't. It never has, and it never will.
No, because
the government creeps. It's all about mission creep.
And it's creeping pretty fast. I mean, they just I don't even know if they've started the internet filter, but if they haven't, it's coming quickly. And so they've already expanded the definition of child pornography to include pictures of women who are in their early 20s that may appear to be younger. There's a story here at the Register. The proposed Australian government clampdown on smut just got a whole lot broader as news emerged of a ban on small breasts and female ejaculation in adult material.
Why is female ejaculation banned? I don't even get it.
Somebody doesn't like it.
There isn't a lot of female ejaculation in standard porn. I mean, it's not.
No, there's not. No, but
no, it's a specialty.
There is porn out there that does have that sort of thing. And
that's a real, supposedly, there are rare women out there who can really ejaculate like that. So what's the problem?
Well, it's disgusting to someone, and I can certainly understand. I mean, scat porn, scatological, the things that make scatological porn happen to everyone on a daily basis, at least if you're healthy. And, people find that disgusting. I find it disgusting, but I wouldn't outlaw somebody looking at it if that's what they want to look at.
Absolutely. Breasts came under the spotlight a year ago as Senators Barnaby Joyce and Guy Barnett commenced a campaign against publicly available porn, rounding up magazines from corner shops and filling stations. Senator Joyce claimed that publications featuring small-breasted women were encouraging pedophilia.
Because they've got nothing better to do.
And this goes back to something that you had said in the last segment, Julia, the idea that that guys that want to look, or women, I suppose there are probably women out there too, that
they have to be, right?
Are pedophiles, but that people that want to look at children naked or involved in sex acts would somehow be stirred by looking at an 18-year-old girl with small breasts. Not even in the same
body
ballpark.
Type isn't the same, and the little, even like if you think about a like a girl, a young lady who's going through puberty, like a 13, the boobs are shaped differently. They're growing. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but
they're 3 feet taller too.
Right, a 12-year-old girl with teeny developing breasts and a flat-chested 20-year-old look nothing alike.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just absurd. It just seems so absurd right on its face. But these government people will look you square in the eye and tell you that this is encouraging pedophilia. We need to put a stop to this. The results of the campaign are now visible in the decisions being made by the Australian Classification Board, which is applying RC, refused classification categories, to such material as opposed to the previous X rating, according to the convener of the Australian Sex Party. Mainstream companies such as Larry Flint's Hustler produce some of the publications that have been banned. And at according to the story, federal government censors are directing customs officials to confiscate depictions of the female orgasm in addition to the young ladies when it's accompanied with an ejaculation. So you're still allowed to show a woman orgasming, but she can't actually have an ejaculatory orgasm.
Well, according to, I think it's Wikipedia, says that a large majority of that is fake anyway.
Yes. And how are you going to know, right? they're not going to put a title up at the beginning of the video. These are fake.
This is all about fake stuff anyway. This is about fake children. You know, they're assuming fake children. It's crazy. It's thought crime nonsense.
Let's see here. The films that show both male and female ejaculation have been routinely given an X rating since 1983. The new ruling allows a boom in the numbers of adult films featuring female ejaculation since the pioneering research was published in her book, by Professor Emeritus Beverly Whipple, published in her book, The G-Spot. The films are being banned on one of two grounds. Now we're talking specifically about the female ejaculation films. Number one, that the depictions are a form of urination which is banned under the label of golden showers in the classification guidelines.
They banned that too?
Or number two, female ejaculation is an abhorrent depiction. Abhorrent depiction.
Apparently those gals that do it normally are abhorrent.
Abhorrent.
Yeah.
I've heard it's really sweet, so I'm sure those girls would have something to say about that.
Really sweet? I don't know what really sweet means.
I'm saying people who claim that they can do that, which I've never met anyone, but if you read about it on the internet, they say that if you can have a female ejaculation, that it is way better than a regular orgasm.
The orgasm itself
is a high level of excitement.
As Ms. Patton points out, one of the objections raised the board that is One of the objections raised, that is, film performers have been faking the production of the ejaculate. This suggests they're trying to have both their cake and eat it on this issue. Since the liquid in question is fake, there is no policy requiring the censorship of fake product, but how are they going to tell the difference? In terms of impact on the net, the Australian Sex Party suggests the impact could be enormous, and not only are banned sites to be blocked, but also sites that link to banned sites are also in line for blocking.
Wow.
The ASP argue that there are over 1 million sites featuring female ejaculation, and for Australia to be banning depictions and discussions of this important issue takes us back into the Victorian era where they didn't even believe that women could have orgasms.
Now, yeah, I'm sure that was good for them.
Yeah, it hasn't gone that far yet. They aren't banning women from having orgasms on film, just the ones that can ejaculate during one. Both issues have recently featured in Europe. Back in November of 08, Hustler Europe filed a constitutional complaint against a section of German law that criminalizes sales and distribution of content depicting adult actors who show a youthful appearance. So this is apparently something that's already been going on. So once again, you've got another example here of one government that Germany did this. They banned adult actors who show a youthful appearance. And that's an incredible ban right there.
They don't let you go shopping on Sunday in Germany either. So, real free place.
I'm not clear as to what happened with that complaint. There was a complaint filed by Hustler Europe. Maybe it's still being decided over there. But essentially, this is another example of where one government does something that cracks down on freedom, no matter how. I'm sure there's a good chunk of the public out there that finds this stuff abhorrent and disgusting or whatever, don't have to watch it.
It's not about whether you like it or dislike it. I none of these things are my thing. They're not. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop people from doing it.
And you won't stop them. You'll just put up roadblocks. As Stephanie was pointing out, the market will find a way to deliver these products to the end consumers. And if it's the black market that's doing it, then it could mean that the actresses in question are put in danger. That's just the way the black market is. It's dangerous. Sure. There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can go over there any old time of the day or night. There's dozens of categories in which you can shop. It is Amazon. You've probably been there before. It's just that you likely, if you've never been through Amazon.freetalklife.com, have never sent any of the profits our direction. I mean, that's all that's happening. It's the same great prices. It's the same great Amazon. Same great service and free Super Saver shipping deals. You can buy used items in dozens of categories. It's Amazon. It's just that you're entering through our portal. And because of that, Amazon sends us a cut of what they would normally put in their bank account. So it's a great way to get the shopping done that you need to get taken care of and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. So whether you're looking to buy a new video game or read a book or, you know, get a bunch of toilet paper, they probably sell that too. They've got almost everything there.
They really do.
Yeah, Amazon.freetalklive.com. However, one thing you will not find at Amazon
are Tota Sacks. A Tota Sack is a handle made of 100% recycled polymer right here in the United States. And I was using mine today. As a matter of fact, I brought it into the studio because I had a couple of grocery bags worth of snackies for the off time in the show. And it was just easier to carry them that way. And you can go check it out at totasack.com, TOTASAK.com, and pick up a family pack today. It's Totasack. They can carry more than you can, a lot more.
Let's go to your phone calls here. You can bring up anything. Cameron's in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's on your mind tonight?
A couple things. First of all, I don't know if you guys remember me. I'm friends with Adam up in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I called you guys a few months ago, and I'd asked for advice at finding a job.
Okay.
Just want to let you guys know, I kept at it. I found a job. So.
Sweet.
That's the first part. Give me some pointers.
What did we tell you and what worked for you? I mean, how did you get the job?
I think you guys and the callers just, you know, said stick with it. I don't remember exactly. It was basically like just keep looking, keep applying, and maybe think outside the box, which I did. I'm kind of in my field, which is audiovisual, but I'm doing sales, which I like. I enjoy it a lot. I get to deal with people all the time. So
cool.
Just want to thank you for that. The second thing really quick is as far as the Australian internet pornography laws go, I know that, I don't know how many people, I know that pretty much everyone on 4chan has taken exception to that, so the Australian government better watch out, because the hackers on 4chan, not that they can really do a lot, but I know they're not happy about it. And then the third thing, the actual thing I called about was, I know we're not really on the subject, but I just found an article on ESPN about 2 hours ago that the president, Barack Obama, is now instructing the Department of Justice to look into the college football playoff system.
Oh, jeez.
I know they had talked about it. He had joked about it. Now it's official. They've filed a memo with the Department of Justice, and they're going to investigate it, and they've contacted this senator and that senator.
This might be part of his new second year in office, better presidency plan. If he, changes tack and forgets about this whole socialized medicine thing, this whole cap and trade thing, I think that he really can have a more successful presidency.
Yeah, I mean, if he lays off, I mean, at least he's not taking, trying to control health care. But I mean, I still enjoy the, as much as there is the integrity of sports that are somewhat free of the federal government. So
I concur with you. I think that the college bowl system is an example of how the market can go wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's terrible that that they do this sort of ranking system at the end of the season where people vote on it and stuff like that. I mean,
I know nothing about this.
Put the top two teams and make them play each other and call that the Sugar Bowl or the Granddaddy Bowl or whatever bowl you want to call it.
Basically, what happens, Ian, is that they take a poll of the coaches, and then they have a computer do the rankings, and I don't know exactly, but they kind of like compare them, and they rank the teams at the end of the season, throughout the season and at the end of the season based on that. And then whatever the computer says, these two teams are probably the best, they should play each other. But it always ends up being the two teams that are going to make them the most money. It never ends up actually being the undefeated team. They always find an excuse. So the undefeated team's a smaller school, so they don't play as hard of a schedule. It's just really screwed up. They really do screw over people that have, these college students that have, worked really hard at the sport, unfortunately. But, I mean, I don't think the president needs to get involved in that.
It's crazy. I mean, I still don't really understand what the system is. It sounds very arbitrary.
The system for the college
picking
bowl?
The bowls or whatever.
Yeah, it's a messed up system.
Don't they have, 20 different bowls?
Yes.
Yeah, there's, at least, yeah.
No, I mean, isn't that just an excuse for them to, make money, basically?
It is, and most of those don't mean anything, but the big ones, like the national championship, the games where, according, the games where for college football, it means a lot that you win the title or whatever. It's a vote. They don't play. There's no playoff system. It's just they just kind of pick teams that are good, but they might not be the best. And there's Boise State. They've been undefeated twice in the last 4 years. They've never gotten a chance at playing in the national championship game because according to the prognosticators, they're just not as big as, they're not an Alabama or a Florida or a Texas, they're just not one of those, so they don't deserve it, which is pretty screwed up, but again, it's not so screwed up that Orrin Hatch and Barack Obama, who have finally, I guess, Republican and Democrat working together, need to control this.
That's when we are really, really screwed, is when the Republicans and the Democrats get together and work on something.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Cameron, thanks for sharing that.
Anything
else on your mind tonight? Guess not. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wow. So the federal government proposing to get involved in rulemaking for college football.
That's correct.
Now, they do send the money, right? So, I mean, the colleges are effectively arms of the state. Many colleges are state colleges,
This is why I said this could be part of the new, better Barack Obama presidency. I think that if he would have implemented my plan in his first year instead of his, perhaps trying something better in his second year, that people would be voting Democrat for the next couple of decades.
If he changed the rules of college football in the first
college
year?
College football would be a good plank. The transparency thing he talked about during his while he was running, remember that? That he lied about, transparency in government.
Yeah.
That we're going to have all the stuff on the internet 5 days before they vote on it and all that.
Sure, as soon as they get the email working, they're going to do that.
Yeah. That, if they would have worked on that, perhaps, pulling us out of Iraq like he said he was going to, before the last day of his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
This Afghanistan waste of time, waste of money thing that they're doing over there.
Waste of lives.
Yeah, waste of lives.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what else do you say about this? I mean, the idea that the federal government will be getting involved in setting the rules for college football.
I kind of like the idea because somebody needs to go in and do it. I just know that the least qualified group of morons to do it are the federal government.
Lacey, Washington, two middle school students were charged with child pornography after allegedly sending a naked picture of another student from their cell phones. A 14-year-old boy at Chinook Middle School in Lacey received a cell phone picture from his 14-year-old girlfriend showing her naked, said police. When the two broke up, The boy allegedly began forwarding the image to other students on Monday night.
Young girls, if you're listening, this is what happens. Older girls, if you're listening, this is what happens.
The 13-year-old girl was also charged for allegedly playing a role in spreading the naked photo to other students, or excuse me, a 13-year-old girl. Another girl also faces charges. Tony, the victim's mother, said her daughter is devastated and regrets sending the photo. She did something out of trust. I suppose wanting to be accepted, loved. It was a mistake. Lacey police said the naked image of the girl has been sent to dozens of students in at least three different schools. Well, lock them all up! Throw them all in the clink.
That's the only answer that the police could possibly have. What is their other answer? What are the cops going to do about this? Besides locking up some middle school boy for sending a picture of a naked picture of his ex-girlfriend around just for kicks and giggles.
You can believe they aren't sorry. Those kids aren't sorry for doing that. They'll feel sorry if they end up seeing the inside of a jail cell, but is that really what you want to happen? Is that not you, Mark, but you, the listener? I mean, those of you who think that child pornography, this is child porn, these teenage kids taking pictures of themselves. Well, first of all, as we pointed out before, it's not child porn. They're not children.
Right.
I like what the mother said, because she's really absolutely correct in that the only reason this girl sent photos to somebody is because she wanted attention.
Mm-hmm.
As many teenage girls are looking for. Teenagers in general.
I'm sorry, but if you've not been a teenage girl, and it's the same for teenage boys, obviously, but it's different. You just don't understand what it's like to want people to appreciate your body and stuff like that as a young girl, especially when you're told by your parents and other people that you shouldn't feel that way.
Yep. And it's not like they've got conversation skills going for them, you know what I mean?
No, they go to government school.
So if they charge this young man for distribution of child porn, they need to charge the young lady for creation of child porn.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that, because in many cases they would do such a thing. In fact, I've got another case that is very similar, both happening the same week here. We'll come to that here in a moment. I think the girl did get charged in the other case. There's more coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.